pressing into it, kept pressing into it. And I was like, okay, God, thank you for sharing with me to give to them. So today's message is carrying a legacy, and I think Pastor Kirk just shared it. So I can sit down now. I can sit down now. Tell Pastor Steve hello. Give him my love. He has such a special place in my heart for years. Even before Layla was born, he would come down to Delaware sometimes, and even after Layla was born, he would hold her. He would hold her, and he would give her his phone to play with while we'd be worshiping. And it didn't hurt that he has this prophetic flow about him, you know? The words that he share, and really, he holds a special place in our hearts. You know, so give him my love, please. Give him my love. He's one of the few guys that I look up to because of his heart, because he has a shepherd's heart. He has a father's heart. So let him know that, please. Please. And of course, Pastor Barry, Pastor Stacy, Stephanie, all you guys. Such love here. So I want to get that out of the way, right? No, I want to share. I want to honor you guys. I want to honor you guys. I want to talk about some framework here. Build the framework here. So I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures here. Psalm 78, verses 1 through 4. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Family worship this morning. And I'm trying so hard to keep it together because I want to weep right now because of God's presence in here right now. Another scripture, Proverbs 13 and 20. He who walks with the wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous, good shall be repaid. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Hallelujah. We're talking about a little legacy here, little insight here. This speaks directly to generational thinking. We just talked about the Clarks, who we all love, right? Talked about the Clarks, and it's generational. It's outside of us. Whenever I share with the kids, my company is Life by Design Coaching Firm, and we also partner a leadership curriculum with a school district. So we have contracts with them, with two schools. And when I talk to them about vision, it's not just what you see. Yeah, it's what you see, right? What you see. But it's not just what you see today. It's what you see for tomorrow. So it's generational thinking. So we're thinking about legacy. It's like it's what we're becoming, who we are, who God says we are. Who God says we are, not just what we accomplish already, but what we are to accomplish. And it's having a vision from God, seeing how he sees. He's the God who sees. We're worshiping the God who sees as a family together, the God who sees. This speaks directly to generational thinking, leaving more than wealth, but wisdom and values. We was driving up from Dover. We know it's a 3-hour ride. And I've been here a couple of times. We, you know, go to Pittsburgh sometimes and just go different places. But it just took me all these windy roads following Waze. Waze took me through all the back roads. And I was like, oh, my God. But what hit me was I was looking at a group of people, the Amish people. We went through a lot of their communities. And I was looking how they were preserved. Their core values were preserved. The food was preserved. The cakes, the shoe fly pie, you know, it's preserved, right? But how was it preserved? Because of the fathers and the mothers. They taught the children. They teach the children the core values. Right here where we are now, I believe God wanted me to talk about legacy because of where we are right here, this ministry, where we are right here. You're living in the legacy. A lot of times we strive for, we strive to pursue into glory. We strive to pursue into this perfect place in God. But a lot of us are living in it. We're living in the prayers of our grandparents. All I had to do was say yes to Jesus and then come right back in sync with what his plan is for the Kelly life. The flow. You're in his presence. We worship him. What more do we want? My wife and I, we talk about from time to time, you know, when people are wealthy and people have a lot of things, we're like, what more do you want? What more do they want? They do all this crazy stuff. They lying and stealing them. You have everything. What more do you want, right? But you're already in the legacy of God. You're in the legacy of God. You're in it. So just using the Amish as an example, how they preserve. And we're the preservers. We're the preservers, the fathers and the mothers. We're the preservers. Carrying legacy. Carrying legacy. Let's go to 2 Timothy 1 through 3 through 7. I'm just going to bounce around a little bit, proving a point like a lawyer. Proving that point. Proving that point. I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing. I remember you in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I might be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded it is in you also. The legacy, right? Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you, through the laying on of my hands, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. He talks about the fear after that. After he tell him his legacy, then don't have the spirit of fear. It took a father to speak that into Timothy. It took the fathers and the mothers. The father, I see something in you. I see that same faith. I see that same faith. It was in your grandmother. It's in your mother, and it's also in you. It's a great legacy. It's a great something. It's something great to steward, and it's also a great responsibility. It's a great responsibility from God. I know we talk about businesses and, you know, some ministries and stuff like that, but if they come from God, it's a great responsibility because you have to seek God in how to give it, how to pass the baton, how to share the core values. This is how we praise God. This is how we worship him. It's about Jesus, not about person. You know, all those things we tell the next generation while we're still living, while we're still here, we're guarding them. Come on, you could do it, you could do it, you could do it. Carrying the legacy. We all know what legacy is, but I'm just going to give a general definition. Something handed down from one generation to another. A lasting impact or influence left behind after a season has passed. It doesn't mean after a death. After a season has passed. Here's a legal definition of legacy. An inheritance. Money, property, or possessions left to someone in the will. We all know that, right? Now here's the spiritual definition. The spiritual, the moral, the relational, the imprint one leaves that shapes the lives of others. Shapes the lives of others. Not just those here, but we're shaping the lives those in our community. Those in community. I kind of believe God. I really believe, God, that when God gives us prayers, and we come together and we pray, I believe we could pray and we can change the tides of the communities, of the cities, the states, the countries. I believe we could do that because of his legacy. I believe we could just take it a step higher and trust and believe God and just put our faith towards, you know, the legacy of God in our culture. My podcast that I have, God graced me to have been about a year and 3 months. I've been doing it now about once or twice a month. I do a recording. And the monologue is the father's coach is to reform the image of fatherhood in our culture, to reform the image. So there's an image out there in culture. There's an image that's been seen. There's statistics out there, all that, right? But what God placed on me about maybe 6 years ago was to reform that image. So it should be a God image. So part of that image is our business going into the schools, showing a positive male image, doing leadership curriculums, all that kind of stuff, so that till the third, fourth, and fifth graders can see positive, reforming the image. I believe we can do that as part of God's legacy. It's his legacy. We look at a church, we look at families, but I believe it's bigger than that. It's larger than that. God has a larger vision for that. In our business also, we do strategic life coaching. And I was blessed. We had with Robert Muncy. He was the pastor that launches out. He's still my mentor. We meet like once a month. And the first time I facilitated a conference with him, it was the Father's Heart Conference. I think it was. It was a Father's Heart Conference. And then in that conference, he was just beating down the subject of 100 years. Have vision for 100 years. Legacy. Have a vision for 100 years. Not 50 years, not 21 years, 100 years. What does it look like to have a 100-year vision? What does the world look like? What do our cities look like? What do our families look like? What do the family reunions look like? What do they look like 100 years? Having vision, legacy. It starts with God. It starts with God. Once I get past Kevin, get back aches and pains, once I get past that, then I can tap into what God is saying, and then I can relay that. Am I making sense here? Okay, good. This is just the first part. I didn't pivot yet. So with that, I tell the kids about vision in the schools, talk to them about vision, and I'll talk to them also about the three prints. Three prints, P-R-I-N-T-S, three prints. It's the fingerprint, footprint, and then the voice print. The voice print that we kind of share with them. Kind of be careful what you say, be careful where you go, those kind of things, and who you are, your identity. But I want to share this. The spiritual, moral, and relational imprint one leaves that shapes the lives of others, especially future generations, Pastor Barry, future generations, in alignment with God's purpose. So if I look at fingerprint, we know what fingerprints are. It's our identity, it's our culture, the kingdom culture, the culture of honor, the Father's love culture, all that, right? It's the core values of being a believer, right? So the fingerprint, let's say fingerprint. We all got a fingerprint. Footprint, the strides that we've made, the impact that I've made. As the father and mother, the imprint that we made, we share with them. This is the imprint that we've made. These are the measurements that we've had. This is the wins and the losses. Now your job is to do this, the footprint, right? Then the voice print, a set of measurable characteristics of a human voice. We have Siri, we have Alexa, voice print, right? We walk into the room, Siri, change the channel type of thing. We don't have that in the house, that's crazy to me. But that's voice print, voice print. Some people say it's demonic. Oh. I feel a little bit uncomfortable with that, but we have a voice print. Statistics say that when we say something, when we talk in the room, that it's captured. Remember how they said walls can hear you? But the walls can hear you. It's actually really spiritual, yes. It's something that can happen. But if we can steward our voices to the next generation, we'll be able to see our legacy. We'll be able to see it. God's legacy, we'll be able to see it. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7. I'm still beating this first part here. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk with them. When you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. All this legacy talk. This is legacy talk. Legacy being imprinted. This is just by a culture. It's our culture. We live by legacy. When that's broken, then that's a problem, right? when marriage is broken, we're like, oh, that's a problem. There's some breaking the legacy. We're like, God, heal that. Restore that. We are called to repair those breaches so that legacy can continue, so the glory can still flow. So voice prayer. Let's say a quick prayer together. Father, let my voice print be registered in heaven. Angels that are assigned to me, come now and fight for me and fight for your legacy. In Jesus' name. So what are you carrying? What are we carrying? What are we carrying? No more dysfunction. No more dysfunction, no more toxic ways, no more, no more. Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. He wants to wipe the slate clean. He wants to wipe slates clean. He wants to wipe it clean. We have to ask God to forgive us. We have to ask God to forgive them. And as we forgive ourselves, right? So now we know what we carry. We carry God's legacy. We come to churches. We have fathers and mothers here, fathers and mothers in the kingdom, fathers and mothers throughout the world, not just this local assembly. And we know that at some point, God had revealed our purpose and our destiny to us. There's been a prophetic word. There's been an old church mother. My mother used to always tell me that Mother Barrett, she prayed for you when you was 3 years old. She said that you was going to do this, that, and the other. And then I would get older, teenage years, and she would be like, if Mother Barrett was living, she wouldn't like what you're doing right here. She wouldn't like what you're doing. That's not what God wants for your life. You're doing that stuff. You're doing that stuff. She always reminded me of Mother Barrett. I wish I would have met her, you know, recognized her. I was so young. But that's such a legacy that they have for us. Such generation, such love, such nurturing. But we nurturing for what? For war. I have to fight for my legacy and my purpose and destiny. Because why? Because this is kind of rough out there sometimes, right? But we come here, get charged up. We get the love of Jesus. We get the power. We get the glory. We get the quickening. We get the impartation from God. Then we can go. Then we can go and face and do all those things at work and jobs and do all that kind of stuff, right? We can do this stuff. So we carry. So we are legacy carriers. We're carrying something good. We're carrying something God. We're carrying God. We're carrying his purposes. The fathers have already given us the way. They've given us the direction. They told us the trajectory we were supposed to walk in. They told us that. They told you guys that. They told y'all that. God is telling you all this. So you have it, right? So there's a prototype. There's some prototypes that I've seen that carry out God's legacy. It's a prototype. We see prototypes throughout the Bible. We see Joseph. We see all the patriots in the Bible who are prototypes for us. I just want to talk about Daniel real quick. Daniel 6, starting with verse 1. Which I love. Let me read it this way out of this Bible here. Such a prototype. Sometimes I have to see it. I have to see it sometimes. When God tells you to do something, I like to see templates. And a lot of things that we do don't have templates. You just got to be led by the Holy Spirit, right? But sometimes I like to see someone. I want to see someone who had a prototype of God, who kept the legacy, who kept the vision of God alive in the midst of culture. The father's culture, right? Reform the image of fatherhood in our culture. That's not just for the podcast. That's part of my thing. I fight for that. I fight for us fathers in here. I fight for that. So God's legacy can come to pass. Not mine. It's God's legacy. Daniel 6, starting with verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom. And over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Reason why there's churches here around this church too, so that the kingdom of God will suffer no loss. So that God won't suffer no loss. So the souls won't be lost. There's a fire burning here that people can give their lives to Christ and get healed, whatever is, so God will suffer no loss. I'm going to read this part again. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the kingdom and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them. So the king would suffer no loss? So that the king would suffer no loss. So there's a counting in place. There's a counting situation in place. Accounting in place. That means that's a measuring. There's a reporting. I kind of look at God with my, as my relationship with my wife. I kind of look to God, Lord, you know, look at the Bible as part of a mirror. Do I look like the mirror as a father? Do I look like this God? There has to be some kind of measurement so that nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. Verse 3, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps. He distinguished himself above them because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Favor, right? A lot of favor because you had an excellent spirit about you. The excellent spirit came from God. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. It's a prototype to live up to. It's a prototype to live up to carry the legacy of God. If you're carrying legacy of your family, but ultimately, God, right? First, to present loss, prevent loss, to suffer no loss, marriage, families, ministries, business, so there'd be no loss. So there'd be no loss here. So there'd be no loss. Talking to the fathers, the mothers, the pastors here, so there'd be no loss. And all of us, we distinguish ourselves above. So we embrace being distinguished. There's been times that I didn't like the fact that there was some light shine on me. I wanted to always sit in the back, be in the back, in the corner, relax. But that's the glory of God wants to bring you up. Hey, bring your job, give you promotions and stuff like that. You're supposed to. You're supposed to get raises. Supposed to get bonuses. Supposed to get promoted. Supposed to start businesses. Should be favor on your life because an excellent spirit is within us. Because we're carrying the legacy of God. It should ooze out of us because there was an excellent spirit within us. Let them find no fault in us. Let us have a little integrity. Integrity of God. Doesn't mean don't make a mistake. I'm not going to do that no more. Back righteous again. Lord, forgive me. I'm righteous again. I'm back in alignment with God again in his glory. Hallelujah. So when I speak of legacy, I'm not just talking about what we leave behind. I'm talking about what we live out every day. As much as we can with God's grace, inviting Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Help me. I just did this recently. This is these five pillars that I kind of share. Started out with adults, but I kind of just dumbed it down a little bit for the kids, but I talked about faith, family, friends, fitness, and finance. And so just recently, I kind of looked at it again, and I said, you know, my faith. I kind of use that as a measuring rod for my faith. When I look at my faith, Lord, have I grown from last month? Have I grown last year in my faith? Have I read more? Have I prayed? Have I fasted more in my faith? Faith, have I? Do a little bit more. Family, wife, daughter. Where's my measurement rod, Holy Spirit? My family. How am I navigating? Not how I'm tolerating. How am I navigating with my family, my friends, my relationships? How do I deal with them? I'm just managing life, stewarding life, stewarding legacy. That's the wife that God gave me. So what's going to happen? God's going to say, okay, what did you do with the wife that I've given you? What did you guys accomplish? That's the word over your lives. Pastor Kirk just prophesied over us a little bit before service. We recorded so we could be good stewards over that. I recorded what he was saying so I could be a good steward over that and then take it to the Holy Spirit. How can we walk that out, God? Fitness, I got to work out a little bit more. It's 1-4. And then finance. How am I stewarding these things? How am I stewarding the legacy of God? So when it comes down to the fathers and the mothers, our grandparents, how they talk to us. Even me personally, how my aunts and uncles, grandparents, how they talked about family's important. Family's important. It's so important. They were still having family reunions during the pandemic, but we didn't go down there. North Carolina, we didn't go down there. It was like, y'all can have it with your mask and everything down there. We not going. But they were still fighting for that. That was a core value for them that they instilled in our fingerprints. And every time we meet, they make sure that their footprints were shed. This was recorded. This is what here. He was a slave. He was this and that. And then he escaped. And then he married such and such and all that kind of stuff. The footprints. Now, this is what we give to you. Carry on the legacy. Carry on the legacy of God. And Jesus is in the middle of that. Then our voice print, the things that we share. Things that we share with them. We carry that. So now we took care of us, right? We took care of us, the us-esses, as my mother say. The us-esses, we took care of us. Now we got to take care of the community. You guys had community day yesterday, right? It was community day yesterday? We invited the community. So some of the core values that we have in the kingdom was shared with the community. We shared with the community. That's God's mind. That's a time when God would wake me up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and my mother always did it my whole life. My mother would pray. She was just a prayer warrior, you know. She still do it to this day. She says this, I can't see how Christians sleep all night long. Because she's up praying, right? My whole life. I mean, she's always just been this intercessor. But God would wake me up sometimes. I was praying for college. I was praying for Delaware State. And I was praying hard the whole weekend because the Holy Spirit had put that on my mind. Just pray for them, pray for the college. Well, that Sunday morning, my wife got a text that someone had got violated. A lady got violated. I wept and cried. I was like, Lord, I prayed. You told me to pray and I prayed. Why did she get violated from the place you told me to pray and cover them? And then about a day or so later, the Holy Spirit said, yeah, I told you to pray because it could have been worse. Could have been more people impacted. That's the legacy. It's God's legacy, God's heart for them. Is it a Christian college? No. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell therein. When we partner with God, that's the legacy we have. His legacy. His legacy is the earth. We got the glory on our lives. We got the power. He's given us all things pertaining to life and godliness because of his divine nature. He's given it to us. So when God wake you up in the morning, and you praying for this, you praying for that, praying for a country, praying for our states, and praying for Delaware, praying for all these. Get up and pray, because that's an impact that we make. That's an impact that we make. Hallelujah. 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 Family legacy is where it all begins. How we love, how we lead, how we cover our households. Ministry legacy flows from obedience, serving others with the heart of Christ, serving society, serving humanity, having a vision of God. God just don't look at our families. He's looking at humanity. He's looking at humanity. Not someone who think like me, look like me, sound like me, smell like me. humanity. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Let's look at Daniel as an example, as a prototype for having the prototype of heaven, the kingdom of God. We could do the same thing. And you see, if you look through Daniel, how the impact he made even to our lives today. To this day, I'm like, Lord, I want an excellent spirit. I want an excellent spirit. But sometimes that comes with challenges. But we have it here. We have it here. Let's stand, please. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We stand before you as a body of believers, Jesus lovers. We stand before you asking you to give us more vision as we partner with you. Teach us how to walk out your legacy. Teach us how to pass down. Teach us how to receive the baton. Teach us to expand what was given to us. Teach us to know when to release. Teach us to know when to impart. Show us how to nurture, train up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart. Show us how to do this with your grace, with your love, and in excellence, God. So the king will suffer no loss. God, Lord, I speak for myself right now, God. I want you pleased with my life. I want to honor you as your son. I want to honor you as a husband. I want to honor you as a father. I want to honor you as a minister of the gospel. I want to honor you as a businessman. Let's all just pray right now together. Let's pray. Lord, we want to honor you as our people, as sons and daughters. Forgive us for the times that we dishonored you and dishonored your people. We repent right now, God. Forgive us and have mercy on us. Forgive us for every idle word that we've spoken out of our mouths. Forgive us for any corrupt communication in Jesus' name. Remove any residue that's in our souls, Father, of dysfunction. Heal, deliver, and set us free in Jesus' name. Remove, Father, the breaches in our lives. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would fill us up with the word of God, with your spirit. Help us to see ourselves through your eyes. Help us to see others with your eyes in Jesus' name. Help us to see your glory in other people. Help us to see your glory in the community. Help us to see your glory in our cities, in our villages. Help us, God. Help us to impact your people in our churches. Help us, Father, to emulate your love in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We receive your grace now, God. We receive more of your impartation, Father. I pray for everybody here, God, that you would give them another measure. Allow them to walk into your dimensions that you have for them. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you release it now. Release your healing virtue. Your healing, your love. Those of us that need more love, more support, surround us with the right people, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.